Welcome back to the pregame show, getting you all set for opening day between the Space Cowboys and the Round Rock Express, and we're joined by manager Mickey Story, back for his fourth year. And Mickey, before we get into the particulars of today, how excited are you to be back another season managing here in Sugarland?
Oh, very excited. I mean, you know, this is my seventh year managing in AAA with the Astros, and my 17th overall in pro baseball, and it never gets old. You know, you get to see the games on TV in the big leagues, and the feeling is the same for the guys in the minor leagues. You know, obviously the goal is to be a major league player, but it starts here. So it's very exciting to walk into the ballpark, have a jersey hanging, see the players. They're excited. It's just different. You know, you're in spring training, you're in major league camp, and it's spring training vibe. And then when the season starts, whether you're in AAA or the big leagues, it's an exciting time. So I'm always honored to be a part of this game at the professional level. And every year just gets sweeter and sweeter.
Well, you led right into what I was going to say is you're kind of lucky that up and down the roster, I mean, every guy who's in the starting lineup tonight was in big league camp, whether as a member of the 40-man roster or non-roster invitee. And really, that's the case for a lot of these guys up and down. So how nice was that while you were with the major league side, you got to work with these guys even before you broke into AAA segmentation?
Yeah, it's definitely a benefit. And that's the thing. You know, I've been fortunate enough to be part of major league camp every year, and I don't get a lot of time to go over to the minor league side and see many games. So when they're in camp, I get to not only see them, you know, in the games, but spend time around them on the backfields and in the clubhouse, kind of building that relationship for some of the guys who haven't played for me yet. It's exciting. We got a good group, man. We got a group that I'm excited about. Some guys we've brought in from other teams with veteran experience, you know, experience in this league, experience in the big leagues. Guys that are going to be called upon to do big things, not just for the Space Cowboys, but for the Astros. So it's exciting. Just being able to spend time with them since February, huge benefit for our communication and relationship building part.
There's also a group of these guys that they were with us at the very end of last season, went on a nice little stretch there to finish off the year, and they're back again. So how big is that to bring in some veterans but also have some young guys that are still ascending in the minor leagues right now?
Yeah, I think it's a mix you need. I think you need a mix, whether it's, you know, on a major league roster or a triple A roster. You want players who've been there, done that, comfortable with surroundings, comfortable with the league, and just have a ton of experience. But you need young players. You need young players who are, you know, feisty, chomping at the bit to prove what they can bring to the table. And I think we have that. We had some good players last year in double A who are going to get a chance to play, you know, pretty regularly here in triple A. Some of them got here at the end of last year, and I liked what I saw. Some of them had good major league camps. We're going to get to see those guys on a regular basis, and hopefully, you know, the two sides of, you know, veteran leadership and veteran presence can blend with the younger player and the guy looking to make a statement. And oftentimes that's the dynamic that you need.
It's not quite the same in the minors as it is in the majors, but Spencer Arrighetti takes the ball for opening day. I'm sure it's a little bit more of just that's where he lined up with where he'd been pitching, but what's it mean for you to hand the ball to him, and especially after he was impressive in big league camp, that he gets to be the tone setter for the season tonight?
Well, it's comforting for sure. It's a guy I saw a good amount of last year, and obviously he had a great season. You know, went to spring training with us, got to get his eyes, you know, on some big league hitters and face some good competition. You know, for me to hand the ball over opening day, we kind of got to line it up the way I would like to. There is, you know, a schedule that falls in place, but, you know, if I could have it my way, he'd probably be taking the ball regardless. So it's exciting. You know, you want to go out there, you want to win opening day. You want to win every day, but you want to win opening day. You know, there's no recipe for winning opening day and winning a championship, but you go out there and you want to win opening day. You want to set the tone for your team. You want to set the tone for your organization. And, you know, with Spencer on the mound, I like our chances.
Just very quickly, before we wrap up, just for you, whether it's professionally playing or managing, is there kind of a certain memory that stands out to you for opening day as a favorite, or is it just all of them because it means it all counts for real now?
Yeah, I mean, it's a collection. To be honest, there's been so many of them, you know, at this point. It's just an honor to always continue to be a part of it, you know. You know, as a player, I had so many memorable ones, you know, but as a coach, they all seem relatively the same. There's a little extra pressure on yourself waking up, kind of getting out of spring training mode, remembering your routine. You know, you spend the off season doing nothing that you do for 6-7 months, and then no matter how many years you do it, you walk into the building, you're like, okay, am I doing everything I'm supposed to do to get my team ready, to get myself ready mentally? But yeah, no, it's just an honor to be a part of this game for so many years and continue to be on that line for opening day and hear the anthem and play the game.
Well, we're looking forward to it, and we're looking forward to chatting with you throughout the course of the season. Good luck tonight. Thanks for a few minutes today.
Thank you.
All right, there he is, Mickey Story, the manager for the Space Cowboys. When we return, lineups and first pitch on the Space Cowboys Broadcast Network.